Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer and thank Him for the opportunity to study His Word together. Heavenly Father, it's again with great gratitude that we come before You, knowing that You're right here with us as we study together. Your promise, Jesus, was that where two or three of You are gathered in My name, You're in our midst. So we're so glad that You're with us today. We ask by Your Holy Spirit You would guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth so that we might be pleasing in the eyes of God, Lord, and influential in the lives of other people towards Your kingdom. We bless You and we thank You today for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Neither Circumcision or Uncircumcision. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 15. Paul the Apostle is wrapping up his final thoughts to the church members in Galatia. We have learned through his words the importance of caring for one another, and as we do, we will sow to the Spirit. We have also learned that the worldly ways and patterns have nothing to do with our salvation, but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ is what truly saves. As Paul continues his conclusion in chapter 6 and verse 15 of the book of Galatians, we discover another reason that he gloried in the cross rather than in rituals, rules, and regiments of the world. He wrote, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature." Paul includes two ways and a conclusion in this tiny verse. First, he said, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything." Those who have followed the Jewish tradition of circumcision perhaps think themselves closer to God than anyone else. Because God told Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 17 and verse 10, "This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you. Every man-child among you shall be circumcised." Those who followed this command of God thought themselves obedient to God and therefore closer to Him. Paul, however, refutes this idea. He said, "Neither circumcision avails anything." In other words, when a person is in Christ Jesus, the outward rite of circumcision does not put a person in a stronger or closer position with God. There's no closer place with God than when a person is in Jesus Christ, and Paul gives credit and glory to the cross alone. The second way Paul addresses this is nor uncircumcision. When a person is a Gentile, such as the Galatians were, and has not gone through the outward rite of circumcision, they are not in a greater position either. Sometimes people glory in their freedom from the law and decide themselves better than those who have had to observe it. Paul refutes this idea also. Neither Jew nor Greek have a special position with God, but rather those who believe in, trust in, rely upon, and cling to Jesus and His sacrifice upon the cross. These are the ones that are advantaged. Finally, Paul concludes, "But a new creature." Paul notes that the advantage comes when a person has given his or her life to Jesus Christ. The past heritage, upbringing, and spiritual vein is of lesser importance. Having a relationship with Jesus Christ is preeminent now. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, we become a new creation, and the old things are passed away. As Paul wrote to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." The rites, traditions, and rituals from our lives before receiving Jesus Christ are in the past. And now the significance of our salvation is in the cross of Jesus. We are new creations, and our advantage is that we are in fellowship with Him. We, as well as the church members in Galatia, could not be in a better position with God than we are when we are in Christ Jesus our Lord. Next time, we will see what happens to those who walk by this rule. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.